Hi, thank you for having us. My name is Elisa and this is Stephanie, and we're going to be talking about achieving a medical home certification within the coordinated care entity. And we definitely don't have any money or anything to disclose. So just a little background about our organization. We are the largest pediatric specialty provider in Illinois by volume. We see over 600,000 patient visits last year, and we saw more than 170,000 individual patients in fiscal year 14. And we have over 1,300 physicians and 70 pediatric specialties. We also are the first pediatric hospital to be magnet recognized for nursing excellence, and we just achieved our fourth designation last month, so that was very exciting for us. This next slide is something that shows us how we've been preparing for the changing healthcare environment at our organization. And you'll see that there are some constants. So our mission and vision, which doesn't change, and our external pressures, which change all the time, government and market competition. And you'll also see that there are several ways at the bottom that are our preparations to how we're going to deliver high-value care with better health outcomes at reduced costs. And we're going to talk a little bit more about exploring the new models of care delivery. So we do have a very changing healthcare environment with a lot of the external pressures, but here in Illinois, an Illinois law was passed, which is also known as the Medical Smart, Not So Smart Act, which requires that 50% of all the Medicaid enrollees should have been enrolled in some sort of managed care program by January of this year. It didn't roll out as nicely as we would have wanted it to, but the expectation from the state was that if we could meet this requirement that 100% of the patients in Cook County were enrolled, then we'd probably meet that 50%. And so it did cause a lot of excitement for our patient population in the Cook County area. So one of the forms of managed care that was created was the Care Coordination Entity, or the CCE, that was formed last year in an effort to target specific medically complex patient populations, which met the clinical risk groupings 5 to 9. It was initially intended to be a 3-year program in Illinois with limited enrollment. It would provide primary care, specialty care, dental, hospital, and rehab services, and also a robust care coordination targeted to decrease unnecessary utilization of resources such as inpatient admissions and emergency room visits. It also was, the requirement was to utilize a medical home model, and our care coordination team, our CCE team, gave us some additional resources in collaboration. We worked with other pediatric organizations in Illinois and some FQHCs as well. And although the funding ended for the CCE after a year, it did help us set the stage for us to enter into different additional changes that the MCOs are now moving towards, and that's shifting to the care coordination model. So as you'll see, and this is a slide that most people have seen, that we used to be able to provide coordinated care very fragmented, where our families and patients were the ones kind of figuring out their own healthcare and navigating through the system on their own and independently. And so we've now moved to this coordinated care model where we are wrapped around the child and the family, and the medical home is closely wrapped around them so that we can assist them with all aspects of their care. And we've seen this model of care being represented in many different presentations at this conference, and so it kind of means we're all on the same page, which is nice. And one of our active care coordination sites is at our Uptown Primary Care Clinic. We have two primary care sites at our organization, one at Uptown and another in Lincoln Park. And as you'll see, where Uptown is on the north side of the city, Lincoln Park is right in between us and the main hospital, which is just downtown next to Northwestern. And at Uptown specifically, we've been doing care coordination for years for a very complex population. We see over 3,000 unique patients and over 9,000 visits annually. We have a very diverse population that we serve with many unique medical diagnoses, social situations, and limited resources and cultural and cognitive barriers. We are located on the north side of Chicago in a HRSA designated medically underserved community. So this next slide shows that we had success at our Uptown location in providing coordinated care, and we were able to decrease emergency room visits, decrease our hospital admissions and also enhance coordinated care services. And if you'll notice on the graph, per recipient patient was on average over 15% less than the average for other providers in the state. So we were able to save the state some money, and these positive results led us towards becoming the model of care for the CCE, as well as to make efforts to standardize and further enhance the care coordination services at Uptown. And so we actually applied for the NCQA Medical Home Certification. And what is a patient-centered medical home? It is a care delivery model whereby treatment is coordinated through the primary care physician and the multidisciplinary team. So we wanted to be able to provide the right patient care at the right time and the right place with the right provider. And so our medical home was already in place, but we just didn't have a formalized process for our workflows. And so we are already providing this care, but it kind of enhanced us and forced us to actually take this a little bit more seriously when we were in a part of the CCE. So we did apply for the NCQA Patient-Centered Medical Home Certification in 2014, and Stephanie will go a little bit further in depth about our journey to achieve PCMH within our CCE.
So as Elisa had mentioned, our medical home model touches many of the other care delivery models and initiatives throughout our hospital and organization. At Lurie Children's, we have one electronic medical record that is shared amongst our hospital, all of our outpatient centers, and primary care centers, which is fantastic and a benefit to our patients that all of those admissions and ED visits are accessible to our primary care providers. However, it also meant in when forming our medical home, we needed to be cognizant that any changes we made to the medical record and our patients would be available to all of the patients throughout our institution. And it allowed us to really leverage the resources available that for all these other initiatives, since we have very few resources for our own medical home, to be able to leverage what was already in place as a result of meaningful use, the care coordination entity, and some of our other initiatives. This slide shows that when we were selecting our quality measures as a part of our medical home, we really attempted to look for overlap with our other initiatives. We decided to focus on preventative care measures such as well child care visits and flu vaccine rates, and chronic care measures such as asthma, ADHD, and obesity, because it would have the highest impact on our patients, and also because it had the highest amount of overlap with our other initiatives and models of care. For asthma, we had a goal that 100% of our patients would have an asthma action plan on file. We have since increased the number of patients since becoming a medical home to 80% of our patients and hoping to get to 100 still. We have started spirometry in all of our outpatient appointments, and we have increased the number of patients that are having on-time asthma-related follow-up appointments. For our well child care visits, we have implemented reporting tools for our frontline staff to follow up with patients about their upcoming appointments, and we've seen huge increases in the number of patients that receive their well child care visit within 1 month of when they were scheduled to do so. Upwards of 86% of our patients are now receiving their well child care visits on time. And for our flu vaccines, we have created a best practice alert for our providers, as well as automated phone reminders to our patients to receive the flu vaccine. Thus far, in 2015, of all completed appointments, over 80% of our patients have received the flu vaccine during that appointment. We've also seen positive outcomes in terms of the number of ED visits. We've seen a decrease in the number of ED admissions in 2015 compared to 2014 since starting our CCE and enhancing our care coordination. We have also seen a decrease in the cost per member per month for services. Now you'll see that there is a spike in December. As some of you may know, in Illinois we had extremely high flu and respiratory rates last December. However, once we got past that flu season, we saw the drop down to decreased rates in terms of cost and ED admissions. We also, as a balancing measure, looked at our patient family experience score. One of the ones that I personally am most proud about is the second question: did this provider provide you enough information during your visit? For our medical home, we really focused on providing health education to our families, and we saw a large increase in the number of families that were rating that their provider had given them enough health information. So we had many lessons learned as we went through this process. First and foremost, focus on your quality metrics and look for opportunities for overlap with other initiatives throughout your hospital. Involve your teams early on QI projects and engage your local chapter of American Academy of Pediatrics to help you in your application. They were a great resource for us. And look for opportunities for sustainability, especially when things like funding and things like that can be cut. We were happy that we were able to leverage resources that were available as a result of meaningful use in some of our other care delivery models to ensure that we're able to continue providing this care coordination to our patients. Thank you.